Today's daf is Chulin daf Chof Beis, and we are 12 lines from the top of daf Chof Beis Amud Aleph. So the daf in the last 2 days digressed a little bit from the sugyas of Shechitas Chulin to the sugyas of Malikas Kachin. And the Gemara compared and contrasted some of the halachas of how you would shecht an oif that's chulin and how you would do malika with a chatas oif and an oilas oif that are kachim. The Gemara brought a machloikis, Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon, and the Chachamim, an oilas oif that requires not just malika simenecha, but malika's base simonim. Is it enough to be moilek roiv of the two simonim, or do you have to be moilek? Do you have to sever the simonim legamri? Rav Lazar, Rav Shimon's shita is that just like shechita and chulin and kachim always means roiv of the simonim, whether it's simon echad or whether it's two simonim, but it's always roiv. You don't have to sever the simon legamre. We say ruboy kikuloi, so too as it relates to the malika of oilas oif. It's a roiv of the base simonim. The Chachamim argue, the Chachamim say that it's not enough to do roiv. When it comes to the halacha of oilas oif, you would have to sever the simonim legamre. And the Gemara brought a brisa which discussed the source of this machloikis. And within that brisa, we saw another machloikis, and that is how to understand the pasuk in the end of Parshas Vayikra. The context over there is the carbon oil v'yoyred. We're discussing an ani who cannot bring the kispa or the seira, rather bring shnei tayrim or shnei bnei yoyna. And the pasuk said, "V'esasheni yasa oivakem mishpa." After he brings the chatas oif, he should bring a sheni. He should bring a second oif. That's the oilas oif, and he should bring it kamishpat. And it was machloikis in the brisa kamishpat. What is it? Kamishpat chatas behema. That was the sheet of the Tanakama. Or is it kamishpat chatas oif, which was the shita of Rabbi Elazar Rav Shimon? The Gemara said, according to the Tanakama, that it means kemishpat chatas behema. So clearly the Torah is saying that when you bring the oilas ha'oif, it should follow the Shulchan Aruch of a chatas behema. L'may nafkamina, meaning which halacha of chatas behema is the Torah saying should apply to oilas ha'oif? And the Gemara said three halachas. Number one, just like chatas behema is ain't about el menachulin, so too oilas ha'oif is only about menachulin. Just as chatas behema is only brought by yoim, so too the oilas ha'oif is only brought by yoim. And just like the chatas behema, the avoida had to be done with the kohen's right hand, so too the avoida of the oilas oif had to be done with the right hand as well. So the Gemara now is going to analyze for these next few lines until the Mishnah those three halachos that according to the Tanakama are true by oilas oif, because we learn it from chatas behema. Says the Gemara, chatas behema deinu ba'el menachulim minolon. How does the Tanakama know that chatas behema has to be brought menachulim? Meaning you can't bring it from ma'is ma'iser sheni. And being that he knows the Tanakama does, the chatas behema could only be brought menachulim, he can now learn kamishpat that oil soif also has to be brought menachulim. But the question is the source. How do you know chatas behema is only brought menachulim? Amar Rav Chizkiya d'Amar Krah, v'hikra v'harin es para chatas asheloi. And Rashi says, it says this twice. So the context is Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol is bringing his own par. It's a chatas behema. It's carbon chatas, and it's a behema. And it says it has to be his. And we learn two halachas from the two times that it says asheloi. Number one, mishalei mishal tzibur. So the tzibur couldn't finance this for the Kohen Gadol. He had to pay for it by himself. Additionally, mishalei mishal ma'aser, it had to be something that's 100% his. It couldn't be something that belonged to ma'aser sheni. Now, throughout Shas, there's a machlokes Ramei and Rabbi Yehuda, whether ma'aser sheni is considered mamon gavoya, or whether Ma'aser Sheni is considered Mamun Bailam. Could a man be Mekadosh and Isha with Ma'aser Sheni? If someone has a behema that's Ma'aser Sheni and it's Mazik, Bavakama, the first parak, does he have to pay Shor Bar Mavava Hever? Either way, says the Gemara that even if you hold that Ma'aser Sheni is Mamun Bailam, but here you have a drasha of Asheloi. Asheloi teaches me it has to be Mishaloi. Mishaloi v'loi Mishal Tzibur, Mishaloi v'loi Mishal Ma'aser. The second thing that the Gemara said we learned, Oyla Soif from Chatas Behema, was that just like Chatas Behema that has to be done during the day, Oyla Soif also has to be done during the day. Freak the Gemara, B'yoim, mi B'yoim Tzavsoi Nafka. Why do I need to learn Oyla Soif from Chatas Behema to tell me that the avoid of the Oyla Soif has to be during the day? How do I know Chatas Behema has to be during the day? The pasuk says, "B'yem tzavseis b'nei Yisrael lahakrivas karbanim." All avoda has to be done during the day. So why would you think that the oilas ha'oif should be different? We'll get back to this. Says the Gemara, "Kadinas." But you're right. The Gemara really did not have to say it. They just threw it in b'derech agav. But really, really, l'fiha emes, you don't need to learn oilas ha'oif b'yoyim from Chatas Behema b'yoyim. I know oilas ha'oif b'yoyim, just like I know Chatas Behema b'yoyim. It's the same pasuk. All avoda has to be done during the day. And finally, yodei hayemonis, the third thing that the Braisa said that we learn from chatzis peim is just the chatzis peim has to be done with the right hand. So to oivos leif has to be done with the right hand. Frank to Gemara, what do I need a hekesh for that? Midirabba bar barchana nafka. Shouldn't I know that from something Rabba bar barchana said, something that permeates many of the sugyas in Zvachim and Menachos, Amar Rabba bar barchana, Amar Rabshim ben Lakish, Kamak b'shunem etzba oy kahuna en el yamin. Wherever it says in the Torah the word etzba or kahuna, it always means the right hand. And with regards to the avoida of the oilas, if the Torah says, has to be done with a kayin. So once I know kayin, it's kahuna, either etzba or kahuna, the Torah says kayin, I know it has to be done with the right hand. So again, why do I have to learn it from chatas behemo? So the Gemara says, v'idach, obviously Tanakama held that kahuna boy etzba loy boy kahuna. That even though there was a girsa where Rabbi Bar Bachana said in the name of Reish Lakish, that either the word etzba or kahuna begets yamin, but there was another version of that Messiah. And that is, if it says etzba, then it means yamin. But if it says kahuna, kahuna baye etzba, kahuna in and of itself, would not require him. Again, the Gemara's and Zvachim and Menachos discuss these two shitas in very great detail. Either way, one more kasha before we turn to the next sugya, and that is the Tanakama, v'rabalaza b'rab shimin mimul ha'oyref minalu. So in the context of that very long braisa, so the Gemara came out that according to the Tanakama, oylas ha'oyf is compared to chatos behema. Rabalaza b'rab shimin learned the word kamishpat in the parasha of Oyla v'Yoyred to compare the Oyla sa'oif to the Chatas sa'oif, but with regards to a very specific halacha. And that is just like by Chatas sa'oif, you only do malika on one simen, so the head is not completely severed from the rest of the animal. So too by the Oyla sa'oif, it's only roiv of the two simanim, it's not going to be severed completely. But it's not a hekish where you can learn all the halachas of Oyla sa'oif from Chatas sa'oif. Ayin Rashi. Either way, so asks the Gemara, how do you know that the malik of the Oyla sa'oif had to be done mul ha'ira, from the back of the neck? Bishloima, if you can learn all the halachas of Oyla sa'oif from Chatas sa'oif, so Chatas sa'oif, the Torah says mul arpay, even though it doesn't say it by Oyla sa'oif, I'll learn Oyla sa'oif from Chatas sa'oif. But according to the Tanakhama, there is no hekish between Oyla sa'oif and Chatas sa'oif. There's a hekish between Oyla sa'oif and Chatas behema, but there's no hekish between Oyla sa'oif and Chatas sa'oif. And even according to Reb Shimon, who says there is a hekish, but it's only a hekish to teach me one halacha, and that is that the Roish and the guf have to be attached, as opposed to severing it completely. But to learn a second halacha ayin Rashi, that already you can't do. So the Gemara's question is, according to the first sheet in the Braisa and the third sheet in the Braisa, how do you know the most basic elementary halacha of malikas oyla sa'if? How do you know that it has to be done mimul oyref? So the Gemara says, you learn it malika mi malika. It says malika by the chata sa'if, it says malika by the oyla sa'if. It's not from the word kamishpat. The word kamishpat is either coming to teach me kamishpat chatas behema according to the Tanakamo, or it's coming to teach me a different halacha. The halacha of Rabbi Lazar Rabbi Shimon that oiches b'roish ubegof umas. I have a separate limud that equates the chatas sa'if and the oila sa'if and teaches me that just like the chatas sa'if is mimul oirif, so too the oila sa'if is going to be mimul oirif as well. But before we go weiter, you know, we mentioned yesterday and we've mentioned many times the Rajbas Kasha. And the Rajbas Kasha is on the Braisa that we went through yesterday, where the Braisa said that according to the Tanakhama, when it says in the Torah, Ve'es Hasheni Yasa Oila Kamishpat, that the oila sa'if should be Kamishpat, it means like the mishpat of the chatas behema, three halachos, the second of which was just like the chatas behema has to be done during the day, the oila sa'if has to be done during the day. We've mentioned the Rajbas Kasha. Why do I need a hekish for it? Why would you think that the oila sa'if should be any different? And Rameir Simchas Teretz and the dream and all the beautiful raid, which we saw yesterday, is really a chsam sofer, and we tied it into the chinuch. Regardless, it's the Gemara's Kasha, right? So the Gemara's Kasha here, daf chof beis of an aleph. So I saw the Rajba inside for the first time yesterday, because I said that can't be the Rajba's Kasha, it's the Gemara's Kasha. So really, I didn't say over the Rajba properly. Apparently, there were two gersois in what the Gemara's Teretz was to this Kasha. The Teretz that we have is, the Gemara says, you're right, it's a great Kasha. I don't need to learn Oyla Sa'if from Chatas Behema, because the same Akar that teaches me Chatas Behema Bayoim, the Pasuk of Yem Tzavsoi, teaches me all of Oydas Bayoim, will teach me Oyla Sa'if Bayoim. What was the Gemara's Teretz? You're right, it's good kasha, kadi nasba. We threw it in derech agav. It's really not true. Meaning, really the makar, the oila sa'if bayoyim, is not from the hekesh of chatas behema. But apparently there was another girsa, and the Rajba had that girsa. And the girsa that the Rajba had was that the Gemara answered that had it only from the pasuk of Biyom Tzavsoi, I could only learn Chatas Oiv. But from the pasuk of Biyom Tzavsoi, I cannot learn Oilas Oiv. Here's the Girsa. Sha'alto. It's in Chuvas HaRajba, Chelek Aleph Simen Reish Ayyavav. Hodig Rasina Beperek Kamad Shchitas Chulin. Gabi Kamishpat Biyom Tzavsoi. Now, Sol Kedai Techamino, the Gemara is Teretz according to the Rajba. Hani Mili Chatas Oiv. Aval Oilas Oiv Emoloi. And on that, the Rashba was Matmiya. He says he doesn't understand this Girus in the Gemara. Vekashali, ma uma the chata so'if, the tale of Mibiyim Tsavsoi, tve me oila so'if. Doesn't make any sense. He says he brings a teretz that he's heard. And the Rashba is very, very bothered with that Girsa in the Gemara. On that, Rameir Simcha said, I'm going to explain to you what the Gemara's teretz was. The Havamino, the reason you would think that maybe learn chata so'if as opposed to oila so'if, is because chata so'if, its function is. It's a carbon, but oila soif, which is really only being brought by makam eimurim, because the anish doesn't need to bring a carbon oila, just like the usher doesn't have to bring a carbon oila. Why is he bringing the oila? Because the chata soif is completely eaten, it doesn't go on the mizbeach, and he has no eimurim. So the oila soif serves as the eimurim of this carbon oila v'yayir. Eimurim could be brought by laila. Thus, there would have been a havamina, that's why I have to come out to the hekish. So again, the Rashba's kasha was not, why do I need a hekish, doesn't it say b'yom tzavsoi? That's the way we said it over, it was a mistake. That's the Gemara's kasha. On the Chof Beis Amar Alf. The Rashba's kasha was a kasha on the girsa that he had and what the Gemara's teretz is. Where the Gemara said, mefurish, it was explicit. And for the Gemara, v'yeh shloimar, that you would have thought b'yom tzavsoi can teach me chatasoi, but for some reason it can't teach me oilasoi. On that the Rashba said, why, what's the difference? They're both karbonis. Sakra Meir Simcha, all the ray that we spoke at yesterday. Either way, Zokta Mishcha Vayter. So we know that if somebody brings an oif as a carbon, so there's only two birds that are kosher to be brought as a carbon. And the birds are toirim or bnei yoina. English, toirim are turtle doves, and a yoina is a pigeon. Zokta Mishcha, kosher b'toirim, a bird that is kosher to be brought as a tar, meaning what's a kosher turtle dove, pasul b'bnei yoina, would make a pasul pigeon. Kosher b'bnei yoina, what would make a kosher pigeon, pasul b'tarim. And we'll see in the Gemara in a second that what this is discussing is the age and the maturity level of the bird. A tar has to be of a certain maturity level in order for it to be kosher to be brought as a carbon. A pigeon can't be too mature. Has to be immature. So the tar, the turtle dove, has to be older, and the yoina has to be younger. The pasuk says, as the Gemara is going to say in Amud Beis, every time you find the tar and the yoina, how does the tar refer to it? As tarim and bnei yoina. Bnei yoina suggests that we're dealing with young pigeons. That's the way to remember it. So tarim have to be a little bit older. The yoina has to be, in fact, says the Mishnah, that if the bird is mature enough that it's kosher to be brought as a turtle dove, then by definition, it's going to be possible to be brought as a ben yoina. And the reverse is true as well. If it's so young that it qualifies as bnei yoina, then by definition, it must be possible to him. Tchilas hatziuv. What happens if it's that in-between stage? So it's in between the stage of immature and mature. It's going through that transitional period. It's what the Mishnah refers to as tchilas hatziuv. Rashi says it's when the feathers around the neck of the bird start turning yellow above my pay grade. Either way, tchilas hatziuv, bezel, bezel, pasul. So whether it's being brought as a, whether it's a tar or bnei yoina, it's going to be pasul. If it's bnei yoina, it's a little bit too old. Has to be younger. And if you're, if the turtle dove, it's also possible because it's still a little bit too young. So that in-between stage, what the Gemara is going to go into in great detail, the end of the daf, that the Gemara says will be possible. A turtle dove is kosher when it's a gadol, it's possible when it's a katan. Bnei yoina, just the opposite. Ketanim ksheirim, if it's younger, it's kosher. Gedolim psul. Nimtza, so what comes out is what the Mishnah said. Kosher b'toirin, possible b'bnei yoina. Kosher b'bnei yoina, possible b'toirin. Tan Rabbanan, Bryce elaborates on this. Toirim gedolim v'loi ketanim. When it says in the Toirim, it has to be gedolim. Sheyachol, you would have thought, v'aloi denu. V'kav l'chayim ha'ashen no fakir. Ma b'nei yoina shalei huchshu b'gedolim, huchshu ketanim. Madach pigeons, which are possible if they're older, a kosher if they're younger. Toirim, shehuchshiru b'gedolim, einoi din shehuchshiru b'ketanim. So turtle doves are kosher when they're gedolim. Mikav l'chayim, they should be kosher when they're ketanim. Tamad loim ha'toirim. No. That's when Torah says Torah, Gedolim v'loy ketanim. Bnei yoina, ketanim v'loy gedolim. Bnei yoina, pigeons have to be young. Sheachal, you would have thought v'aloy dinu. Maybe they don't have to be young. Because kal v'chemer, ma Torahim shalai huchshu b'ketanim. Huchshu b'ketanim. Ma Torah, which can't be young, a kosher if they're old. Bnei Yoina shuruch shubiktan made a din shuruch shubikdaylam. Talmud loymar bnei Yoina ktan evelay gedaylam. My Talmud says the Gemara. What are the drushes exactly? You would have thought Torah could be younger. No, Talmud loymar Torah. You would have thought bnei Yoina could be older. No, Talmud loymar bnei Yoina. What do you see in the word Torah and bnei Yoina that suggests that the Torah has to be older and the bnei Yoina have to be younger? On my Rava, what we spoke at in the Mishnah, loy lishtamit kra velichtoiv min bnei Torah. Because every single time, without exception, every single time the Torah mentions the turtle dove, it says Torah. And every single time the Torah mentions the pigeon, it says Bnei Yoina. Why every single time? How come you never find Yoina or Bnei Torah? That the Torah always has to be gedolim, and the pigeon always has to be ketanim. But Torah by gedolim laisi by ketanim laisu. Frank the Gemara, maybe the pigeon I understand from the fact that it always says bnei yoina, a young pigeon. So okay, it seems to suggest that has to be a young pigeon. But Torah is much more general; it's more inclusive. What do you see in the fact that the Torah always says Torah that it means it can't be a young Torah? Maybe it can be anything, and that's why it says Torah. Right? Bnei Yoina is specific. So if it doesn't have to be Bnei Yoina, it could be even a Yoina, so then the Torah should say Yoina. So from the fact that it always says Bnei Yoina, Bnei Yoina, Bnei Yoina, so we got the point. It has to be a young pigeon. But in turtle dove, what did the Torah say? Torah. So luchur, it's mashma. It doesn't matter what kind of tar, it should always be kosher. Zok de Gemara, you're right, but at the same time, dum yod b'nei yoyna, ma b'nei yoyna k'tanim in g'doylam loy, avtayim g'doylam in k'tanim loy. For that you have the hekish. The Torah always brings the two together. And just like the b'nei yoyna, we know it's always b'nei yoyna, it has to be younger, so to the Torah always has to be older. Tanur about another price. Yoch, you call it Torah b'chop b'nei yoyna k'shem. I would think that all Torah and all b'nei yoyna are kosher. Talmud loymar min ha-Torah. It says in the Torah, min ha-Torah. V'im min ha'oif oy l'karboni l'Hashem v'hikriv min ha'toyrim oy min b'nei ha'yoyna. So what does it mean, min ha'toyrim or min b'nei ha'yoyna? So the word min is coming to be mema'et something. Min b'nei ha'yoyna v'loy kol b'nei ha'yoyna. Prat, what's it coming to exclude? L'tchilas ha'tziyuf she'bezeh u'bezeh she'apostle. That if it's in that in-between stage, so it's a little bit older than young, and it's a little bit younger than old. It's somewhere between the stage of being immature and mature. Tchila satziyu, when the feathers around the neck of the bird start turning yellow, the halacha is, it's going to be possible both to be brought as a yoina and to be brought as a tar. Says the Gemara, me'emasai ha-toyrim k'shem. Okay, so in order for a tar to be kosher, it has to be a little bit older. What's that stage? Says the Gemara, me'sheyazivu. When it literally, Rashi says, me'sheyaz, when it starts turning gold. Now, when does the bird turn gold? Never. Rashi says what it means is when the feathers start turning red and they start shining like gold shines, that's a sign of maturity, and that's when the tar becomes kosher. When does the b'yoyna become possible? Again, the b'yoyna has to be young. When it gets older, it's a problem. What's that point? Mesheyatzivu, like we said earlier, that sheer mesheyatzivu, when the feathers around the neck of the bird become yellow, that's when it's a problem. Tani Yaakov Kercho, me'imasai b'yoyna kisherim. When did the b'yoyna become kosher? So we mentioned when the tarim become kosher, that's when they become quote unquote gold. We know when the ben yoina become posel. That's mishayatzivu. When do the bnei yoina become kosher? So posel, you'll tell me what do you mean? As soon as it's born. So Rashi says that can't be, because the b'yoyim shenoldu on the day that these birds are born, meusenheim, they're maos, and something that's maos cannot be brought as a carbon. Thus, the question: me'emos like sherim. When do they become kosher? Say Yaakov Karcha said, you know when they become kosher, mishayalu. From that stage, what does that mean? Who taught you love? Who amala? He said that I got that word from a pasuk in Iyoif. The pasuk says ve'efreichav ya'aleu dam, which means what? Emas amar Abaya. Abaya explained that mechishamit gat famine va'asadam. It's from the point where if you would pluck a feather from the side of the bird would start bleeding. That's a sign that it's mature enough that it could be brought as the Bnei Yoina. So the stage of the Bnei Yoina is Misha Ya'alu. That word comes from a pasuk in Iyoif. Practically speaking, how would you know, how would you identify that year? Mechishamit gad famineva asadam. If you look at Rashi, at Tosfos brings two pshatim as far as the etymology of that word, Ya'alu. Where does it come from? So Rashi, Tosfos has one pshat that maybe means tzela, means the side of the bird. So when you pluck the feather from the side of the bird, that's the word Misha Ya'alu. Alternatively, it means to absorb. Tosfos quotes a pasuk in Avad Yeperek Aleph, v'shasu v'lo'u,
to absorb, when the blood is absorbed properly inside the body of the oif, so that if you hurt it, it's going to start bleeding. Regardless, that's the shear of when exactly Bnei Yoina become ra'oi to be brought as pigeons, as a carbon exhale. So before we go weiter, one ha'ara. The Rambam in Hilchos Yisurei Mizbeach, Perek Gimel, Halacha Ches. Mitzvah Saseh says the Rambam, Lahakrif Kola Karbonos. There's a mitzvah Saseh to bring a carbon, Miyoy Mashmini V'hol. From when the animal turns 8 days old. Shenemar, it's a pasuk in the Torah. V'hoye shivas yomim tachas imoy, u'meyoy mashmini v'ole yirotza. It's a pasuk in Parshas Emor. The Torah says very clearly that you want to bring an animal as a carbon, you have to make sure that the animal is 8 days old. V'hoye shivas yomim, for 7 days it should be tachas imoy, and it's only miyoy mashmini v'ole yirotza. Rabbi Kiveger wrote a gilyon, we don't have a lot of it, but Rabbi Kiveger wrote a gilyon on the Rambam. And on this halachin Rambam, mitzvah saseh lahakrif kol karbonos miyoy mashmini v'ala, says Rabbi Kiveger, mipirish rashi chulin, daf chav beis, huva bekesef mishnah, bepirken halacha beis, mevur de ba'oif ain't tzarek lahamtim ches yom. Says Rabbi Kiveger, the Rambam's lashon is, mitzvah saseh lahakrif kol karbonos. It's mashma, whether the carbon is a behema, or whether the carbon is a knife. By a mincha, it's not nogei, right? But whether it's a behemor or a knife, there's a halacha of the hoya shives yomim tachasimoy umiyoy mashmini vahala yeirotza, says Rabbi Kiveger, that even though the Rambam seemed to say it's true for all karbonos, take a look in Rashi, daf chof beiz v'sach des chulin, and in Rashi chulin chof beiz, it's mavur that this halacha is only true for a behema. This halacha is not true for it. Which Rashi does Rabbi Kiveger mean? He means the Rashi that we spoke at a moment ago. Yaakov Karcha said, me'emasai b'nei yoyne k'sherim. When does a ben yoyne become kosher? Meaning, when is it considered young enough or old enough that it could be brought as a ben yoyne? It's going to be a very young age, because it has to be young. But it was understood that it's not from the moment that it's born, or the moment that it's hatched. So the question is, me'emasai b'nei yoyne k'sherim. Zokte hilgi Rashi, de b'yoyim shenol dum usenheim. You can't tell me it's the day that it's born, because at that point it's still Moos. So it has to be a little bit later. That's the question. What do I see in this Rashi? The Kesef Mishnah already makes the deal. That you see in this Rashi that there would have been a Havamina that the Bnei Yoina should be Koshim Yoim Shenoldo. The problem is the Bnei Yoim Shenoldo Mu'usinheim. It's Moos. I mean that it's Moos, it can't be wrong. L'churish Talsach Tefraga. It's a Pasuk in the Torah. The Torah says very clearly that for 7 days it has to be Tachasimoy. It's only Bnei Mashmini Hashem. So why does Rashi have to say that you can't bring the Bnei Yoyin to Miyayim Shenoldu? You know why? Because it's Musin. Miyayim Shenoldu, it's Mechusas Man. It's Mechusas Man. It has to be 8 days old. And if it has to be 8 days old, it's anyways going to be possible. So Rav Kiva Eger, that from this Rashi, you see, not like the Diak in the Rambam. The Rambam says, Kol HaKarbonos, all Karbonos, which is Mashma, even an Oif. Rashi is Mefurish in Chulun Chavez and Mebez, that this Halach is not going to be true by Oif. It'll only be true by a Behemo. But as it relates to an Oif, clearly Rashi must have been of the opinion, there's no Halach of Miyay Mashmini V'Hol Yeratza. The truth is that this Diak in Rashi is Mefurish in a Toysis, in Mesechtes Menachis Taf Chafeim. The context over there is the halacha that the tzitz is meratza. So we know that, let's say the dam of a carbon became tamei, and the kohen did the zrika. So if the kohen does zrika with dam, that's tamei, it should be a problem. Stating that, the tzitz that the kohen gadol wore, oidei al metzchai, ein oidei al metzchai, sugyas in seder kachim, but the idea is that the tzitz had an ability to be meratza. It said that even though the carbon was brought improperly, it was brought betumah, still the halacha says meratza. Now the truth is, it never says anywhere in the Torah that the tzitz was meratza on tumah. It says the tzitz was meratza. But on what it's meratza is not clear. And there's a Gemara, Menachis, Chafeh Ben Aleph, parallel Sugi Masech Tzvachim, where the Gemara discusses, how do you know that the tzitz is meratza on tumah? And the Gemara says that maybe the reason is because the psul tumah has a kula. What's the kula of the psul tumah? The kula is tumah hutru betzivor, tumah tchuyi betzivor, or carbon tzivor could be brought in the state of tumah. Thus you see a kula in the psul of tumah. If you see a kula in the psul of tumah, it makes sense that there should be another kula. The other kula is that the tzitz is going to be meratza. Freit tzitzis akasha, it's a long tzitzis, from other psulim and kachem that you find are also hutter michlala. You find sometimes that they're also mutter. You find the same kula. One of tzitzis kasha is that maybe when the Torah says that the tzitz is meratza, it's coming to be meratza on mechusas man. It's coming to be meratza on a carbon that was brought before its 8th day of existence. And where do you find that mechusas man is hutter michlala? It's not tzitzis, it's hutter michlala ba'ifis. Because this halacha of miyay That's only true for a behemoth. But Tosfos says, as it relates to an oif, it's not going to be true. So it's a mefurish Tosfos. It's a diak in Rashi and Chul and Chavez and Beis. It's a mefurish Tosfos and Menachis daf. Rash Chav Hey Amid Aleph, stating that Reb Kivek has a diak in a Rambam. The problem is another Rambam. The Rambam is Sefer HaMitzvos, and it's Mitzvah 60. Mitzvah Hashishin. He shet Sivanu Shia Kol Karbin Shenakriv Mina Behema. Ben Shmoyne Yomim Oyeser. Like Pachis Mehem. Interesting. So here the Rambam says, Mefurish and Sefer HaMitzvahs, that has to be a behemoth. Now, Pasha, the Rambam's quoting the Pasuk. Shoyre Kesef Oyeski Yivoleid. Vayashiv as Yomim Tachazimah. Either way, a discussion in the Rishonim, whether the halacha Mechus as Man is true by Oifis, or whether it's not going to be true by Oifis as well. But I was thinking, I think there's a very obvious Ha'ara. And that is, why is it that a carbon, an animal, has to be at least 8 days old before it's brought as a carbon? So there's a very interesting medrash. It's tucked away. It's in Parshas Emor. And it's actually quoted by the Poskim. And the Taz says that it's actually the source to a minhag that we're all familiar with. But we probably have wondered at some point, why in the world do we do this? And that is, the medrash is in Parshas Emor. Dover achav, ho yuzayin yomim tachas imoy. Rabbi Yeshua desichnim b'shem rab levi yomim. Mashal ha-melech she-nichnas l'medina. I'll explain to you in a mashal. Why you have to wait a week? Why you have to wait until the eighth day before you bring an animal as a carbon? There was once a king that came to a medina. V'gazar, and he said, kol achsanim she-yesh kan, the ulam is going to come, they're going to want to meet me, right? Everybody's going to line up. They want to see the king. But lo yiro panai, they can't just walk straight into the king. Doesn't work that way. It's not a hefgervelt. First, they have to see the matruna, the queen, or they have to go to the matruna first. After they go to the matruna, it's only then that they'll be able to come to me. There's a seder, a screening process. You can't just walk into the king. You have to first be seen by the matruna, and then afterwards you go from the matruna to meet the king. Says the Medrash, Kach Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Lo Tavil Lefanai Karbon. You can't just bring a carbon, an animal. It's born the second it's born. You're going to bring a carbon. Acha Tavrol of Shabbos. The carbon has to, behema has to first see the matruna, and the matruna is Shabbos. She'ein Zayin Yom Avloy Shabbos. There's never a 7 day. A 7 days always is going to have a Shabbos, and that's the idea of the Yom Hashviti V'Holei Yeratza. They have to wait at the very least until there's a Shabbos. The Medrash continues, and the Medrash says Ve'ein Mila B'Loy Shabbos. By the way, there's no Mila without a Shabbos either. And the second part of this medrash we've spoken at many times. Right, the Torah equated the din of an Adam and the din of a behemoth. By mishpat Adam, it says b'yemashmini yimah b'sara lasai. Umishpat behemoth says b'yemashmini b'holei yiratza. That you see, there's some comparison between the mitzvah of Mila and this idea of yemashmini b'holei yiratza. The Vilna Gaon in his Bir Agra in Yerudeya Simin Reish Samachay says that you see from here that Mila, in addition to the mitzvahs Mila, is also a carbon. So when you go through the list of karbonos, you have a chatas an oyla shlamim an asham a pesach a bechar. You have the chatas soif the oyla soif the oyla v'yoyre the mincha etc. All the different menachas. There's another carbon. It's called carbon Mila. We once said based on this Bir Hagra, perhaps the terrorist to Rechaim HaKudosh is kasher. Rechaim asks that the parasha of Mila is mentioned twice in the Torah. It's a parasha of Lech Lecha. Hashem told Avraham Avinu to go do bris Mila. So you have the whole parasha of Mila. And then you have it again in parasha's Tazria. And then afterwards, B'yemashmini, the pasuk says, Yimel Psar Lasin. The Rechaim says, why do you need to chazer over the mitzvah of Mila in Parashat Tazria? Don't you have it already in Parashat Lachacha? Teretz says, there's two dinim in Mila. You have the mitzvah saseh of Mila. Mila is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah in the Torah. There's a mitzvah of tefillin, there's a mitzvah of Mila. But Mila is also a carbon. Thus, it's chazer over in Teretz Kayanim. In Parashat Tazria, together with the karbonos. What's Teretz Kayanim? You have all the karbonos. So, together with all the karbonos, the Torah mentions also the mitzvah of Mila. But regardless, the first half of this medrash says the medrash, what's the idea of waiting a week? The idea is because you can't just bring a carbon. Anything that's going to be a krova for HaKadosh Baruch Hu first meet the matruna, and then afterwards you're ready to appear in front of the king. The matruna is Shabbos Kodesh, and that's why the animal has to experience a Shabbos before it's able to be brought as a carbon, and a person in the same vein has to experience a Shabbos before it's able to be brought as a carbon, before you can go ahead and you can do the bris milah. The Taz, at the very end of Hilchos Milah, in the end of Simen Reish Samechei, says that there's a minhag Yisrael that when a boy is born Friday night, you make a suda and a mishtah, the Ramah brings it, a suda of Shalom Zachar. Says the Taz, nobody knows what the Makar is. Says, could be the Makar is this medrash. That you see, the Shabbos is not arbitrary in the life of this child. This first Shabbos is the child greeting meeting the matruna, and now getting ready, it's one step closer. Now it could be brought as a carbon in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So says the Taz, you see, this Shabbos is not a punk Shabbos. There'll be a lot of Shabbos. But this is a Shabbos with the Hey Ayadiyah. This is a Shabbos that this baby needs right at the beginning of its life. Now it can go ahead and prepare itself to do the mitzvah of Milos. It makes sense to celebrate this Shabbos. Thus, you have the idea of the Shalom Zachar. But the point is that what do you see from this Medrash? It's a din carbon. Anything that's going to be brought b'fnei HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's a shor, a kesef, or an ace, or even if it's an adam, which the Vilna Gaon said on some level is a carbon, but anything that's brought in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs to experience a Shabbos, needs to meet the matruna. If that's the case, why should an oif be different? Just a little bit of ha'aret, there's more to talk about, but abyssal vayt. So we mentioned that the yoyna, like the Torah says, b'nei yoyna has to be young. The Torah are referred to dafka as tayrim, it has to be older. And there's an in-between stage where it would be puzzle whether it's a yayna or whether it's a tar. And that is mishayatzivu. So Rav Zeira declared a nice shaila in Lumdus. How you understand a bird that's going through that in-between stage of yatzivu? So if somebody says, ha-rei olai oyla, min ha-tayrim, oy min b'nei ha-yayna. So somebody took upon himself to bring an oylas neder. And he said clearly that I want it to be an oif, and I want to be able to fulfill my nether either by bringing a tor or by bringing bnei yoina. Okay, the hevi tchilas atziyuv, shebezeh, the shebezeh. And he brought two birds. He brought a turtle dove, and he brought a yoina, and it was going through this period of tchilas atziyuv. So the question is, mahu, was he yoitza his nether? Or was he not yoitza his nether? What was the shayla? Sfeika have even nothing. Do you say that when a bird is going through that in-between period, it's one or the other? It's either a pigeon or it's a turtle. We just don't know which one it is. Thus, it's always going to be puzzled as a pigeon, because maybe it's too old. Or it's going to be puzzled as a turtle dove, because maybe it's too young. But it's either older or younger. Meaning, it's not a stage for itself. There's a stage where there's the younger stage and the older stage. The pigeon has to be in the younger stage. The turtle dove has to be in the older stage. When it's going through this in-between period, we don't know if it's the younger stage or it's the older stage. Thus, you can't bring it as a pigeon because maybe it's the older stage. You can't bring it as a turtle dove because maybe it's the younger stage. But it's definitely either the older or the younger. So if I made a neder to bring either a turtle dove or a yoina, and I brought mishayatzivu, I brought both. So at the end of the day, I was for sure yaitza my nether, because it's either kosher as a yoina or it's kosher as a turtle. Oiduma said, Reb Zeir, maybe ber yahavi v'lo nafik. Maybe it's not a suffix what stage it is. Maybe it's actually an in-between stage. There's three stages. There's the younger stage, which is the stage that the yoina has to be. There's the older stage, which is the stage that the turtle had. Then there's the mishayatzivu. And shayatzivu is, it's an in-between, it's a stage for itself. It's not a zman of suffix. It's actually an in-between stage. And it's not kosher for yoina. It's not kosher for yoina. If that's the case, then it would be possible. Because you can't bring it as a yoina, you can't bring it as a ben yoina. Amar Rava, Rava said, Hashma, bring your raya. The Gemara previously brought a braisa. So it says, min ha toirim. Oy min b'nei ha-yoyna. What is min coming to teach me? Prat l'tchilas ha-tziv shabazev ha-tziv ha-basel. The word min's coming to teach me tchilas ha-tziv is going to be basel. Yeah, but bishloim in per yahavo. Bishloim of tchilas ha-tziv is a stage for itself. Shaper, it makes sense why there's a pasuk telling me that it's not kosher. Eli yam it's fake ha-havi. But if you're going to tell me it's not a stage for itself, it's a suffix. It's rechrola mutei sveika. You have a pasuk to me, mayit suffix. Look at Rashi's lashon. Mi ika sveika kami kucha berichu. Is there a suffix in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Look later at Tosfos Lashon. Very long Tosfos. Very long Tosfos. Says Tosfos. What? You don't find any parshiyos in the Torah of Safik? Asi Rivad, Devilei Asi Risafik. But they ain't coming, Kami. I ain't shot. But the bottom line is, Takfu Kayin, regardless, says, Reb Zeir, I'm a raya. Because from the fact that the Baraisas needed a pasuk to be mema'it, this shir of Tchilas Atziv, it can't be a shir of Safik. Because on the Torah level, on the Doraisa level, there is no Safik. Mi ika sveiko, kami kutcha berichu. So the Gemara says, I hear, you have to say, ki itzrich kra, that even though the Baraisa said that the pasuk of min ha-toyrim, oy min b'nei ha-yoyin is coming to you in my tchilas ha-tziv. Maybe it's really not coming to you in my tchilas ha-tziv. I, the Brisa, said it. Zok Rashi, asmach the Baal. What then is the pasuk coming to you in my? It's something else. It's recall the mutei nirva v'nevad. What would be if the oif was nirva? Rashi says it can't be a reveya. Ein reveya lek lamema ba'oifus. But it could be a nirva. So what would be if the oif was a nirva? It was nevad. Somebody worshipped it as a avodah zara. So it was involved in gilui arayis or avodah zara. That's what the pasuk is coming to tell me, that such an oif is going to be possible. Now, the truth is, all karbonos, a posel, if they're either nirva or neva. So why would I need a special posik in the parasha of Eifis? As the Gemara, I'll tell you why. The posik says, mashchasam bohem mumba. V'tanet ve'rabi Shmuel, kol makas shenem hashchasa, eni od val erva v'avayitz kechab. Every time it says the word hashchasa in the Torah, what it means is either erva and v'avayitz kechab. V'erva, d'chsev ki hishas kol basas ta'arki ala oretz. Parashas noyach. V'avayitz kechabim, d'chsev pen tashchisum v'asisum lochem pes. Thus, you see, the word hashchasa means two things. It means avodah zarah and it means gilui arayis. And the pasuk says mashchasam bahem mumba. Thus, you would have thought that when it comes to kachim, we equate hashchasa avodah zarah and arayis and mum. Thus, kol sham mum poisel bay dvar erva avodah zarah poisel bay. Any carbon with halach is that if it had a mum, it would be possible. If there's a dvar erva avodah zarah, it would also be possible. But v'chol she'ein mum poisel bay, ein dvar erva avodah zarah poisel bay. But any carbon that doesn't have a psul mum, maybe it doesn't have a psul avodah zarah and get arayis. It v'hani oifis and oifis hayavli possible mumma kachim 101. Dama mar tamus v'zachus bebehim v'ein tamus v'zachus baifis. But we know that there is no psul mum when it comes to a knife. Thus, you would have thought ema dvar erva avodah zarah. Maybe dvar erva is gechavim shouldn't be possible either. Kamash malon. That's why we need this pasuk, this min hatoyrim oyim min bnei ayoina, to tell me that there is a psul nevad v'nirva when it comes to oifis. And even though there's no psul mum, because tamus v'zachrus bebeima, there ain't tamus. There's no psul mum. Doesn't have to be a tam when it comes to an oif. And it says ki mashchasam bohem mumbam, and mashchasam means hashchasa. That's the Shirish, which is Avodah Zarah and Gila Arayis. See, Hashchasa, Nirva, Nevad are compared to Mum. Thus, you would have thought if there's no Psul Mum by Yenoif, maybe there's no Psul Hashchasa by Yif either. Kamash Malon, Ben Atoyrim, or Mibne Yoina, that a Nirva and Nevad are going to be Psul Exhale. So, the Gemara mentioned, Kol Mokim Shenemer Hashchasa, wherever it says the word Hashchasa, Einoi Elo Dvar Erva Vavoidus Kechavim. So, a short daf, so I thought it's worth digressing for a moment to something unrelated, but related, and as we'll see, very much related to some of the sugyas that we learned in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. And that is as follows. The Gemara Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph, says as follows. The Pasuk says, Bonim Atam Lashem Alekeichem. That we, as Yidden, are Bonim Lashem Alekeichem. Says the Gemara, Bizman Sha'atam Noyagim Minak Bonim Atam Kriyim Bonim. If a Yid behaves like a son to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then Nikra Bonim. But Ein Atem Noyagim Minig Bonim, if the Yidden do Averis, and they don't act as if they have this relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father, and we are his son, Ein Atem Kriyim Bonim, then we're not called Bonim. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, to be called a Ben Lashem Alekeichem is a privilege that one can lose. Bizman She'atem Noyagim Minig Bonim, Atem Kriyim Bonim, but Ein Atem Noyagim Minig Bonim, Ein Atem Kriyim Bonim. Rameyu argues. Rameyu famously said, Ben Kach Uben Kach Atem Kriyim Bonim. No, there's no such thing. It doesn't matter if you're Noyag Minig Bonim, or if you're not Noyag Minig Bonim. Ben Kach Uben Kach Atem Kriyim Bonim. Shenema, as the Pasuk says, Bonim Sechalim Heim. It's a Pasuk that refers to the Yidden as Bonim Sechalim. Meaning, even though we're sacholim, and even though we're not really behaving, a pasuk yemayo perik dalit, it doesn't matter. Still, we're considered banim. Va'oyim, there's another pasuk that says banim loy emun bam dvarim lamid beis. Va'oyim, there's a third pasuk that says zera mereyim banim mashchisim. A pasuk in Yeshaya perik aleph. Va'oyim, there's a fourth pasuk that says va'oyim b'makom mashi yom lehem loyami atem yom lehem b'ni kelchai. Either way, says Rameyer to Rabbi Yehuda, I disagree with you. Rabbi Yehuda, banim atem hashem lekeichem. It depends. Bizman sha'atem noyagim minig bonim atem kriyim bonim. Oh, but ain't atem minig noyagim minig bonim, ain't atem kriyim bonim? As if to say that the love of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this father-son relationship, is conditional. I disagree, says Rameyer. I believe it's unconditional love. But af benkach u benkach, whether we're noyag minig bonim or we're not noyag minig bonim, either way, we're kriyim bonim. And how do I know that? Four psukim. Number one, Yirmiyahu perek dalet, bonim secholim heima. Number two, Dvarim Lamed Beis, Bonim Le Emun Bam. Number three, Yeshaya Perek Aleph. This is the Nevuah of Chazon Yeshayo. Zera Mireyim, Bonim Ashchisim with the Eichon again. And number four, Hoshaya Perek Dalet, Vahoya Bim Koy Mashayo, Amal Lehem Lo Yamiyatem, Yoyom Lehem Bnei Kelchai. Frank the Gemara. My boy, why Rameyah need four psukim to make this point? Rameyah is making a very basic point. Bizman, that Benkach u Benkach, it doesn't matter if you know him or not. Kriya Bonim, four psukim, says him, well, I'll tell you what. Each pasuk teaches me another level, another oimek, another havana in the pnimius of this idea of benkach and benkach atem kuyim banim. Because had we only had the first pasuk, the pasuk in Yirmiyahu perek dalid banim secholim hema, you know what I would have thought? Secholi hu demikri bani. If a yid acts foolishly, that's what a sachol is. Seichel with a samach is the opposite of seichel with a sin. Right? When you act like a shaita, when you act foolish, so then you're still going to be considered banim sechol. Okay, the yid, they acted silly, they acted foolish, they made a mistake. Says Yirmiyahu, you're still banim. But let's say the yid gets to the point where you can't trust him anymore. Loi mikru banim. Tashman, there's a second pasuk. For that, you have dvarim lamed beis. Banim loi emun ban. That even though they're loi emun, I can't trust them, says HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Doesn't matter. They're still my sons. The chitim, you're going to tell me I only had that pasuk. Kiles buhem nusa hu de mikribanim. But ki polchul avodas kechavim lo mikribanim. But maybe if they're oivet avodas zara, they got to the point where they're literally they're worshiping getchkes. At that point, they're still going to be considered banim tashma. Yeah, it says zera mireim. That's the third pasuk. Banim mashchisim. That even though they're mashchisim, still they're considered banim. What does mashchisim have to do with avodas zara? Zok Rashi. Take a look at our gemara. Many gemaras in Shas. Hashchas always means avodas zara. That's the tushla. Hashchas always means avodas zara. See, you see clearly zera mireim. That even if the yidin are oivdei vaydazar, they consider the chitam. You're going to tell me banim mashchisim with a mikri. Okay, you know what? You're right. A yid is considered a ben fakadosh baruch hu. Even a yid that's an oivdei vaydazar could say avinu malkeinu, right? He could say slachlonu avinu. He could say ashivenu avinu l'sayr sacha. He's still considered a ben fakadosh baruch hu. But maybe he has an add-on to his name. He's a ben, but he's a ben mashchis. Maybe banim mashchisim with a mikri. But b'nei ma'alya, a regular son, no way. Tashma, the pasuk says, "Va'omer v'haya b'mkoy mashe ye'omer lehem loyamiyatem ye'omer lehem b'nei keil chai." That not only are they banim mashchisim, but they're b'nei keil chai. They're on the highest level of banim l'Hashem alikeichem. A yid could be an oivet avodah zarah. He could be banim mashchisim ein hashchasa ala avodah zarah. The Gemara says gilarayis as well, but he does not lose his status as being a ben l'Hashem alikeichem. I heard once from a Moshe Weinberger Shlita. He said over from the Maral in Netzach Yisrael, Perik Yud Aleph, he's very, very myrich on this Gemara in Masechtes Kedushin, Daf Lamed Vav and Aleph. But just one excerpt, he says that Kishem Banim, the reason we're considered Banim is Mitzad Asher Hashem Yisparach Hu Olo Lehem. This is very deep, but here's the punchline. V'davar zeh, this idea that a yid is a ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ain't shinui loy. It's not something that can be altered. Regardless of what avera the person does, it doesn't matter. Hakol rabbi, says the Maral. It doesn't matter what avera the person, that's the point of this Gemara Masechtes Kedushin, that it doesn't matter whatever the person does, ain't shinui loy b'chol chet asher yaseh tia chet mashehu shekol chet hu hasorim in Hashem yisbarach hakol hu mitzad ha'ol. Because when a person does an avera, what's he doing? He's walking away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The problem is his relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu has nothing to do with him. It's not like you opt into or opt out to. Oh, did averis? That's it. Now I lose my relationship. Avo mitzad ki hu yisbarach alo lehem. The relationship, the Maral is saying, the pnimius is mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no shinoi. And whether you do an aver, don't do it, it doesn't change on the HaKadosh Baruch Hu level. And you're a ben HaKadosh Baruch Hu, mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but the point is, v'dover zeh in shinoi loy b'chal chet ashe yaseo, tia hachet masheru. So this is a Gemara Masechtes Kedushin Laf Lamed Vav Amar Aleph. And the truth is, you walk away from this Gemara, it sounds like a machlokes. Machlokes from Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, "Banim atem l'Hashem alikeichem b'zman she'atem noyeg minug banim atem kriyim banim." But ain't atem noyeg minug banim, ain't atem kriyim banim. Rameir argues. Rameir says, "Ben kachu ben kach kriyim banim." So if someone does an aver, is he considered a ben to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, or is he not considered a ben to Hakadosh? Say someone's an oivet avodah zara. He's a mumer l'avodah zara. Let's use chulin terminology. Is he a ben l'HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or is he not? It sounds like it's a machloikis. According to Reb Meir, yeah, ben kach atem kriyim banim. According to Reb Yehuda, no, it's only bisman sha'atem na'egim minig banim. If that's the case, we have a little bit of a problem. And the reason is because we know whatever this machloikis Reb Meir, Reb Yehuda, the halacha is like Reb Yehuda. It's a gemara in Erev and Daf Mem Vav. The gemara says in Erev and Yud Gimel that the Talmidim weren't able to be oimed al soif daitoi, so Rameir. The halacha is not like Rameir. If the halacha is not like Rameir, then you would think what should come out of this sugya right here is that the halacha is like Rabbi Yehuda, and only someone that's noyak binik banim is nikra banim. Stating that, we have another tshuva sa Rashba. The Rashba in a tshuva, it's a chelek galif, it's simen kuf tzadik dalet, she'ela. The Rambam was asked, if someone is a mumr lavoy dezara, he became a meshumet. He's a meshumet. Etzich geshmat. And he died. Is he metame tumas oil or not? Now the question was asked, according to the mandama that holds the kivrei akum, are not metame tumas oil, because adam kiyamas oil, atam kriyam adam, enu mas oilam kriyam adam. And the question was, what about a meshumet? So now he has a din of a guy. This is Chulin 101. So if he has a din of a guy, the question was asked to the Rashba, is he going to be metame tumas oil, or is he not going to be metame tumas oil? Says the Rashba, tshuva, if you're 100% right, in your premise, to wonder out loud whether this meshumet should have a nidavagah. Because Yisrael meshumet mutal al vayseh beribis, you're allowed to lend. In ribis, with regards to many halachas, we treat him as a guy. But at the same time, says the Rashba, legabi tumah ba'adam tali rachmana. It's really tali an adam. Atam kriyam adam, ve'ein umas ha'ilam kriyam adam. And just because this person became a meshumet, he doesn't lose his status as an adam. Continues the Rashba, and he says, I want you to know, that not only is this Yisrael Meshubit an Adam, Bichlal Banimu, he's even a Ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's how much he's an Adam. That's how little he was able to lose by Shmadim. He's still a Ben to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he quotes the entire Gemara. He quotes the Gemara in Kedushin that we just went through. The Grasina and Hasan Banim, Atam Hashem Alekeichem, Esmachab Noeg Banim, etc., etc., etc. Says the Rashba, after he quotes the last line of the Gemara, he brings the Pasuk, Vayah B'mokim Asher Yomalem Lo Yami Atem, Yeyor Melehem B'nei Kel Chai. Zok the Rashba. Va'afal Gavdi Ramei of Rabbi Yehuda, Alochik Rabbi Yehuda. Even though every time there's Machlik Zermei Rabbi Yehuda, Alochik Rabbi Yehuda, Hacha Ramei Kroi Kodayek. Over here, Ramei brought four Psukim, and Rabbi Yehuda didn't bring any Psukim. So you know what? To me, it sounds like what the Gemara is coming to say is this is an exception to the rule. And here the halacha is going to be like Reb Meir, that Afal Pisha, even though the Yid does the Aveya, it doesn't matter. He's still going to be considered a Ben LaKadosh Baruch Hu. This Rashba is brought down in the Ramah. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch. It's in Hilchas Avelos, it's in Yerideya, it's in Shin Ayin Beis, Siv Cotton Beis. Kivrei Oivdei Kechavim Nochen Lizor HaKoyim Milei L'Chaleh. Big Shiloh, whether Kivrei Yakum Amatama, then Amatama, says the Mechaber Nochen Lizor HaKoyim shouldn't go not only into a Jewish cemetery, but even to a cemetery knows for sure it's all Kivrei Yakum. It doesn't matter. Even such a cemetery is not supposed to go to. Says the Ramah, Afal Pishu Yesh Makilim. Even though he knows there are people that are Mekum. Then the Ramah says, V'nochen Lahachmer, it's better to be Machmer. Afal Kever Shom Mumr Lavei Yiske Chavim. What about a Kever Shom Mumr Lavei Yiske Chavim? There it's Poshit Mitamek Yishol Yisrael. There's no Mokum to even be Mekum. Meaning even though the Mechaber and the Ramah are suggesting that there is a Tzad, that Kivrei over the Kechavim maybe are not metama, but what about Yisrael Mumr Lavoidas Kechavim? It's poshut that his kever is going to be metama Kishol Yisrael. Says the Ramah, how do I know this? It's a tshuva zar Rashba, Simin Kuf Tzadik Dal. That's the Rashba we just learned. And the Rashba says it a second time, is Simin Reish Mem Beis. The Vilna Goyim and the Bir Agra says that, how did the Rashba know it? Says the Bir Agra, it's based on Gemara's and Shas, where the Gemara says, according to Rameyer, Ben Kachu Ribon. The Gra actually doesn't quote the Rashba. He just says, it's Pashal, weird how we know this. It's because Ben Kachu Ribon. What do you mean? I thought we don't pass on like Rameyer. The Teretz is the Rashba. But the bottom line is that even though always, whenever there's Machlekes Rameyer, Rabbi Yehuda, the Allah is Dach Alamovi, Rabbi Yehuda, but when it comes to this Gemara, this Dvar Agada, very important Dvar Agada, but this Dvar Agada, Kedushan Lama Vavam and Aleph, there's an idea of Benkach, Ubenkach, Kruyim Banim. And this is a very important caveat and really disclaimer when you go through the Sugis in the beginning of Masechtas Chulin. Because from going through the Sugis in Masechtas Chulin, it's clear that it's possible for a Yid to get the halachic status of a guy. A Mumr Lavoy Dezara, his Shechitas Chulin is not a good Shechita. Yeina Yayinesech, there's a Mumr L'chal Shabbos Befar Hesio, there's a Mumr L'chal Atayra Kula. There were the Kutim that even though we Paskin were Geri Emes, but then Beis Dino, Yishol Rabbi Yehuda, Hanasi, the son of etc., etc., they went later and they were Geyser and they said that you shouldn't have Dinim. But you have to know how far you take that. It's true on some level they have a din. It's true on some level they have a din of a guy. But at the same time, they don't lose their status of a yid. You know, we went through the sugyas together, so we mentioned that really it's machlokes rishonim how far you're supposed to take. Mumr l'avodah zarah has a din of a guy. The pashtus is it's only l'chumra. That's what's brought down in Shulchan Aruch. So even though on some level, yeah, we treat him as a non-Jew, but let's say a mumr l'avodah zarah is mekadesh anisha. Of course, this woman has a din of an eshes ish, and she would need a get from somebody else. We mentioned the Rambam Shita. The Rambam says that no, that this halacha, that a mumr l'avodah zarah, a mumr l'chal Shabbos, has a din of a guy, it's true even l'kula. It's true, even the Kuvah and the Tesis Yontif, the Masechta's leader was Matmiah, right? If you remember, we spoke to that in the beginning of the Masechta. Really, how could it be Lekula? It could only be Lechumra. And we spoke at a Dover Nifl from the Chassam Sofer, that the Chassam Sofer says in his Gilyon on Shulchan Aruch, Erechayim Simen Lamites, that the Pasuk says, that Ezra said, that Kol, whoever's not going to come within 3 days, right, when Ezra comes up to Eretz Yisrael, Bayesheni, and he sees that it's terrible, the state of the union is horrific, that the Yidden are married to non-Jews, and they're not keeping Shabbos, and there's Avodah Zarah, b'mezid, it's terrible what's going on. So he says, everybody has to come to the town square. Whoever's not going to come, Yechrim Kol Ruchushai, we're going to take away his possessions for who ye badel mikala goyla. And he's going to be taken away. He's not going to be part of Klal Yisrael anymore. And the Gemara over there, the Gemara learns from that pasuk that Ezra threatened that I'm going to take away the possessions of any person that doesn't show up to this very, very critical meeting that Hefker, Bezd, and Hefker. This wasn't an empty threat. This is something he had a right to do. This was something halachically he was left. Said the Chassam Sofer. What did Ezra say in the end of the pasuk? So if Ezra had a right of Yechron Kol Ruchusha, so much so that we learn from there the halach of Hefker, Bezd, and Hefker, that means that Ezra had a right to say that the Yidin should no longer be considered Yidin. So the Rambam says, this chiddush that a mummer could get a din of a goy, the kutim, who were gayrei, MS, but then the Bezdin of Rabbi Gamliel, the son of Yudan Nasi, and the Bezdin of Rameir and Ravami Ravasi, they went ahead and they made Gzeris and they said that we shouldn't treat them as Yid. How do you have a right to say someone that's a Yid is not going to be a Yid anymore? So the Chassam Sofer said it comes from that Pasuk in Sefer Ezra. The same Pasuk that teaches me Hefker, Bezdin, Hefker from Yechrim Kol Ruchushai teaches me that it's possible for Bezdin, for the authorities, for the powers that be, to determine that this Yidl is not going to be considered a Yid anymore. It's unbelievable. It's a tremendous thing. But that's what the Chassam Sofer says in Shulchan Aruch, Erechayim Simen Lamites, Ayin Shem, you can look it up. Stating that, Shimon Goldstein told me yesterday that Reb Moshe Feinstein, in Dibros Moshe, it's not in Igros Moshe, this is Dibros Moshe, if you want to look it up, it's in Masechtas Chulin, it's Perek Aleph, Ha'aruch Chof Tes, at the very end. Page Resh Nun, page 250, says Reb Moshe. Va'ayin begulyan ha'shulchan aruch ha'rechayim simul ha'metes ala mogan avram. Me'achsam soifer. Shekosa. Sheyesh l'chakoyach l'chachomim lohitzi ha'mor de mechlal Yisrael. V'la'soysa medin goyim gemurim. Af lohakel. Says Reb Moshe, u'poshit u'borer. She'efshir dover kozeh ba'olam. It's not possible. Shelachin tzricha chalitzim yavim mummer. Va'afla poichum mitamachi yisabim marcha perakachayil sain sham. Either way, says the Ramosha, it's not possible. Baru pashit sheyev shedavar kazeh ba'olam. Ubaru she'ein zem yidivri yachsam sofer. Says the Ramosha, I don't believe the Chassam Sofer said this. So it's not possible. It's not possible that the Chassam Sofer said this. Regardless, so this idea of a mummer having a din of a guy, the machlekes rishayim, whether it's only the chumra or whether it's even the kula, and perhaps the beer of the Chassam Sofer, whether the Chassam Sofer said it or didn't say it. I mean, Ramosh says, Ubarish, ain't that a different Chassam Sofer? He doesn't believe that the Chassam Sofer could have said something like this. But again, this is all on the halacha level. This is all the halacha. So if he shech tchulin, does it have a kosher shchita? Does it have a kosher shchita? If he touches wine, is it yayin esach? Is it yayin esach? If he's mekadosh anisha, is it kedushin or is it not a kedushin? But again, this is all on the halacha level. But as it relates to the machshava level, as it relates to tachlis, is this person a yid? Of course he's a yid. He's chayv in Torah mitzvahs, like the Rambam himself says in Igeres Teiman. And he's not only, he's considered an Adam, he's matamah b'ayil. Not only considered an Adam, says the Rashba, he's even considered a ben lakadosh baruch hu. Because even though the halach is always like Rabbi Yehuda, but when it comes to the Gemara and Kedushin Lamavam and Alf, we pass it like Rav Meir, that Ben Kachu, Ben Kach Mikri Adam. And what does Ben Kachu, Ben Kach mean? Whether he's Oysen, Noyag Minig Banim, he's not Noyag Minig Banim. And it doesn't matter if he's acting foolish, it doesn't matter if he's gotten to the point where Banim Le'emabam, you can't trust him. Or if he's Zera Mireyim Banim Ashchisim, he's at the point of Avodah Zarah. He's at the point of real Hashchasa. It doesn't matter. He's still considered Banim. And not only is he considered a Ben, not is he considered a ben, but he's called Bnei Ma'alya, as the Pasuk says, V'haya b'makoyim asher yayom alehem, layam yatem, yayom alehem b'nei kel chai. The mumr l'avoy de zara, the mumr l'chal Shabbos b'far hesya, the mumr l'chal atayra kula is considered Bnei kel chai. He still has that relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the relationship of Avinu Malkeinu, of a father to a son. The Bnei Soscha famously brings the Chidah, brings it in a few places, that the Chidah says that we know that a yid has a kayach ha-tshuva that a guy doesn't have. He says, what's the reason? He says, because we're called Badam L'Hashem L'Keichem. So when a Yid comes to his father, Takadosh Baruch Hu, and he says, I'm not much terrible, I did Averis and Avein Tzachos. It doesn't matter what the Averis, he's still his father. And because he's still his father, but it's only Banim Atim Lashem Alekeichem. The Ivdik Echavim don't have the relationship of Banim Lashem Alekeichem. They could say Malkeinu when they daven. But they can't say Avinu. They can't say Ashivenu Avinu. They can't say Slachlanu Avinu. They could say Mechalanu Malkeinu. But they can't say Slachlanu Avinu. Their relationship to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the relationship of a melech to an Eved. Melech Shemachal HaKvoidah says the Chida in Kvoidah Machal. The reason we have a Koyach HaTshuva is precisely because even when we do Averis, we're still Banim Lashem Alekeichem. That's good for why tshuva works. Because otherwise, it'd be like the Eidik Yechon, we didn't have the Koyach of tshuva. The whole Koyach of tshuva comes from the fact that even when a Yid doesn't have air, even when he's in a very, very dark place, it doesn't matter, he doesn't lose his relationship of Banim Lashem Alekeichem, and it's precisely for that reason that he could say Ashiveinu Avinu, and he could rely on the fact that at the end of the day, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. And Av Shemach HaKvoidah, Kvoidah Mach.